This is episode 165 on June 9th, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
Welcome back, Matt. And, oh, wait. Were we supposed to do a different show tonight?
Oh, we were, but the gods have smiled on us and we're doing Tiny Shutter.
That's instead. Right. No, what happened was Mark had a conflict in his schedule, and so we are putting off the launch of the new show to next week. So we are doing a Tiny Shutter. Woohoo! So how are you doing, Matt?
I am doing A-OK.
Good. What you been up to?
Like since last week or today?
You can pick. I'm good.
No, I've been trying to squeeze in some photography whenever I can.
Yeah.
I think we'll mention it in a little more detail in a little bit, but I went out and played with the new Camera Plus update just to kind of see what that was all about. And that was good times. And today, really, I've just been preparing for a weekend kayaking trip that I'm going on up in Lake Erie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. The weather promises to be uncooperative.
Sweet.
But I'm kind of hoping that anytime that there's some thunderstorms, and they're actually calling for severe and possibly damaging thunderstorms.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that will keep me off the water, but I'm kind of hoping that maybe there's some like good lightning or some dramatic clouds or something. Mm-hmm. So of course I'm bringing all my camera gear.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what are you bringing with you this time?
All of it.
All of it. Well, this isn't so much a race. This is just a trip, right?
Yeah, this is a kayak rendezvous. So it's basically just a whole bunch of people from Ohio and Michigan kind of get together on this island in Lake Erie and hang out for 3 days and just go kayaking and camp and have Sweet. A potluck dinner. And yeah, it's just a fun little thing to do.
How many people usually get involved?
I mean, it's not a huge, huge thing. I don't know, 50-ish people.
50 is pretty good.
Yeah, but the island itself is like a, it's kind of like a party spot, so there will be like lots of people there.
Oh, got it. So it's not just your group. It's going to be probably tens of thousands of others.
Well, not that many, but but yes, there will be other people.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool. I like doing get-togethers. Of, you know, Mark will give me a hard time, but we have Jeep meetups, and a lot of people caravan over to a state park that is an off-road park or something like that, and they'll do trails and that type of thing. So it's a lot of fun getting together with people like-minded. You know,
it's kind of like what we're doing. Like we're camping at a state park, and the state park's like right you know, at the edge of the island, so we could launch our kayaks like right from where we're camping, which nice. Is convenient. And then the island itself, it's a decent size island, but it's not that big. So I'm bringing my bike because it's really the easiest way to get around.
Okay.
So, you know, the roof of my car will have a kayak and a bike on it. And,
wow.
You know, I have all my camping stuff and cooking stuff and fishing stuff and camera gear.
Yeah.
You name it, it's in my car. It looks like I'm leaving for like months.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, those are the times where you make memories and when, you know, sometimes also it's also a time when you realize what you need and what you don't need too. So I imagine you will have stories for us.
Yeah, well, you know, really I'm want to have a couple like objectives with the kayaking, some places I want to visit that I didn't get to last year. And then two, I'm really hoping to come home with a lot of cool pictures. Depending on cell phone service, and I think it's good, I might try to do some live streams on Facebook.
Nice.
So obviously I won't be doing iPhone photography because I'll need the iPhone to, you know, do the live streaming.
Right.
So I'll be showing the, probably the Sony camera or whatever, but, or who knows? I don't know. Maybe if I'm out in the lake and I feel daring, maybe I'll live stream while I'm bouncing around in the waves out on the lake. I'm not really sure yet, but, we'll see. Maybe I'll do something like that.
One of the things that I was thinking about, then I realized the logistics. I'm thinking, all right, so how is Matt going to get his bike, his camping gear, all his stuff, and his cameras onto the kayak to the island? And then I forgot, you told me that you're catching a ferry to the island.
Yes. Yeah. There's a ferry, drive your car onto it, and it's about a 25-minute ride on the ferry to get over to the island.
I could just see a camper shell on the back of a kayak as somebody's going somewhere with all their stuff.
Well, hey, a few years ago, I camped for a week out of a kayak.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's possible.
Very cool. That's exciting. Yeah, I'm the exciting part about my week is I'll be glad to get my family back. I've been bacheloring it this whole week. They've been up in Maryland, so I'm looking forward to the chaos coming back to the house. It's been too quiet. And so the only photography I've been doing is doing screen captures of my daughter, my youngest, while we're FaceTiming. So, and I've gotten some pretty good ones too. So,
kind of sounds like you squandered an opportunity to do some more,
you know,
extensive photography.
Yes. And if it hadn't been the fact that I've been working 50 hours a week, I would, definitely say, yes, I squandered the time, but I work 10 hours a day. And so lately so this last weekend I worked Saturday, had Sunday off, but then Monday is my scheduled day off, but I had to work. And so I worked another 10 hours on Monday and then my regular week, which ends Friday, 10 hours. So being out in the 90 degree heat with humidity, when I get home, I'm not going anywhere. My body's like, I'm too tired. I have not touched my Jeep at all this week, except for Sunday, which is kind of odd. Usually I'm looking for every which way to jump in it and go somewhere. But just being so so tired and working the extra hours, I just haven't been able to go anywhere. If it had been a normal week, I'd be like, Sunday I'd be going off somewhere, Monday I'd be going off somewhere, and then working my regular work week. But yeah, it was too bad that I had to work the whole time.
That is a sad story.
Yeah, but you know what? That's all right. That's part of life. So, all right. Well, let's kick things off by going to the news.
News team, assemble!
All right. Not a whole lot of news iPhone-wise, but we have an event coming up, and I say we, as in quote-unquote we. Apple has an event coming up called WWDC, and this is usually a time where we get to find out what's going to happen to our operating systems and some other announcements. So I looked up some of the stuff that is possibly going to be going on, and this is coming from Mac Rumors, so take it as rumor, but they are sort of put a list together of some of the stuff that we would be interested in. And the biggest thing being iOS, quote unquote, 10. Usually with a development conference like this, we get announcements of a new iOS, and so we should be looking at that. And they're saying that the last time we had any major changes to the iOS was back when 7 was introduced. So they're kind of speculating that we may get a change to the look and feel of the operating system with this go around, but that's left to be seen. One of the things that they are rumored to be changing or upgrading is the photos part of iOS. I imagine it has much to do with how photos are stored, or, you know, how you can look through them. And so I just wanted to bring that up. It's going to start on Monday, and it'll run through Friday. And a quick other thing to note, if you ever want to go to the WWDC, be prepared to spend $1,600 for a ticket. Yeah, I got that laying in the change drawer of my dresser right now.
Yeah, it's in my couch cushions.
Yeah. But this is an opportunity for developers to meet up with engineers from Apple and be able to go to different, you know, side meetings and conferences to, you know, interact with them and see the different things that they are going to be doing in order to make improvements or develop new apps and come up with new ideas of taking the iPhone and the iPad to the next level. So I'm looking forward to this. Do you have any thoughts on this, Matt?
No, I never know what to expect from WWDC. So
yeah,
I just look forward to getting home from work on the day of the event so I can watch it.
Yes. Yeah, they do start off with a what's it called? A not a conference. I don't know. What do they call it when they get up a keynote? Sorry, that just escaped my brain. They usually start off with a keynote, and that is their way of letting everybody know what is going to be going on and what to look forward to. So. We will next week, we will be it won't be next week. We'll have to do something and kind of mention a little bit about what was announced and go from there. So we'll see. So
I'll bet you anything it'll be next week.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark's not listening. Okay. Also in the news, it's not quite news, but we had a pretty interesting update that Matt mentioned to Camera Plus, and I thought it would be good to kind of look at it and be able to see and make comparisons in the future, because here, let me pull it up. Let's see here. The first thing that Camera Plus, the developer, mentioned in the update was they now have a slow shutter. It says, by far the biggest addition to Camera Plus 8 is an innovative slow shutter feature. When you're shooting in the manual modes, you can now have the effective shutter speeds as long as 30 seconds. So now you're able to do things that will take those kinds of amazing, misty, creamy waterfall photos. You're welcome, Mark, that you will see in a magazine. And you'll be able to do some creative night photography, too. So they have added the slow shutter feature. And now you said that you took it out and you tried it. Have you tried that one yet?
I did play with it. I basically just wanted to try it out kind of like in a more like not when it was like pitch dark out, but like right. when it was getting darker. I just wanted to kind of see like how the low ISO performed, I guess, in terms of like noise and everything like that. I didn't have like running water nearby to like run to a waterfall or something to, you know, kind of see how the motion looked or whatever and compare it to slow shutter cam. But you know, basically what this is, it's kind of just like it's like just a little bit more choices in the manual control.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I don't know what the lowest ISO Camera Plus had before this update, if it was like 100 or 80 or whatever. I don't really know. But now it goes like the whole way down to like ISO 16 or something ridiculous like that.
I want to say then, 50 might have been the lowest, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah, it could be. I don't, I'm not sure, but it definitely goes down really low. So there's like 25, 20, and then maybe, I think maybe 16. And then I did a few exposures last night that were like 4 seconds long.
Wow.
And then, you know, shorter than that, but it seemed to work really good. I actually got some really decent images. Everything looked pretty clean. And the pictures I took were like at a lake, and it was like after the sun was well below the horizon.
Okay.
There was, you know, there was still some orange color in the sky, but it was like dark out pretty much. And I got some pretty reasonable pictures. I will post them in the Facebook group soon. I intended to do that today and I didn't get around to it yet.
Nice. Okay, cool. Yeah. They call it an ultra low ISO, which to me, I mean, if it is 16, that is ultra low. I would love to find out, you know, what what it took to quote unquote do that, because a lot of times, if you want to get something to effectively be that low, like they said in their comments, that you have to use like an ND filter to be able to, you know, get that type of a, actually, what am I talking about? That's not right.
I don't know. Actually, I'm playing with the app right now, and I have it down to ISO 1.6.
Oh, geez.
Okay, now I have
Is
it down
that possible?
To I have it down to ISO. Okay, this is ridiculous.
Can you see through walls?
I have it. Well, no, because it's making the picture darker. I have it down to ISO in my office at a 30-second shutter speed and ISO 0.01.
Wow. Yeah, that would be kind of ultra low.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, all right. So now, yeah. I love their humor. They've always had the best humor when it comes to their updates. He said, please note that these new slow shutter, low ISO features require a decent amount of processing mojo. So these features aren't available for the various flavors of iPhone 5. We vaporized a 5C or two in early testing, so we felt the need to disable it in those devices. with great power comes great responsibility. Do not melt phones. So, by all means, update to the new Camera Plus 8. Version 8, and try these things out. And also, if you have the chance, go out yourself and do a side-by-side comparison. Take Slow Shutter Cam and Camera Plus and try the same shots, see what you get. And you may, you know, it may be that Slow Shutter Cam may be better, or Camera Plus may be better, or they may be the same. Who knows? Just give it a try and let us know what you think.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure I'll play with it more this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, What you need to do is get some of the campfires or something like that and do the slow shutter cam.
I will consider that.
All right, let's do this.
Post pick of the week.
All right. This week's weekly photo challenge was flowers. And we had a lot of submissions. We had some in the Flickr group, and we had a bunch in the Facebook group. Let's see here. In Flickr, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We had 6 submissions there, and then I think we had something like 35 million in Facebook. Actually, it was probably about 35. But
I was like, wow, I didn't see them all then.
Yeah. So this week it is my turn to pick, and it was hard. Matt and I kind of went through. We like to kind of guess what the other person's going to pick. And at first, we didn't pick the same ones, but after a little bit of deliberation and some second lookings, we decided that the one I chose was a good image. So this week's weekly photo challenge post pick of the week is Warren Opheim. Is that right? Opheim. Opheim. And he has a picture of a dandelion. That's what I can gather. But it's a it was using his iPhone 5S and Hipstamatic, and the image is awesome. I love it because the stem, you're looking from the stem up towards the dandelion, and the stem is out of focus, but the dandelion is in focus. And so you're looking at the bottom of the dandelion, and just the way the petals of the dandelion kind of fan out, it's mesmerizing. And it's pretty much almost a perfectly centered shot in the square format. And so, with Hipstamatic, you know, there's some vignetting. So it really, your eye is drawn to the center of that dandelion and you can't take your eye off of it. But, what did you think, Matt?
Well, I think you definitely had a hard choice.
Yeah.
Trying to pick. There was a lot of really great pictures. And at first, I was like, what? You're picking that picture? But but here's the thing. So, like, as, like, a small, like, kind of, like, thumbnail-sized picture, it looks too dark. But if you click on it and open it up to full size, it's really quite a detailed picture. And, you know, a lot of the petals are nice and sharp. It's really a sweet picture. And yeah. It's so unique that I pretty much had to agree with you. That's a really awesome picture.
Yeah. And if people don't know, Hipstamatic is pretty much, I don't think you can choose the look of the of the image except for what the subject is, because it's one of those, you shake it, you take a picture, and it's pretty much, it's baked in there. You can't go back and make the edits that you normally would with a normal image. So this is like almost a one time, you know, unless you take it multiple times, but it's a one-time deal. So you can't be like, oh, I got the perfect shot by doing it this way. This is very much a, you don't know what you're quite going to get until you take the image. And so having that as a, restraint to me is pretty cool also.
Yeah, I agree with you there, too.
So, all right. Well, congratulations, Warren. You are this week's Post Pick of the Week. If you want to be featured as Post Pick of the Week, go on to Facebook or Flickr and look for the current weekly photo challenge and add your image to the comments in the post. We try to keep all the images together in one post so that we don't have to go hunting through them in the feeds, because a lot of times somebody in the beginning of the week will add a picture and by the end of the week it is miles down the feed where we can't find it. And usually when we choose the image, we don't like to go hunting too far, so we've decided to do it in the comments. That way everybody can see it and nobody will be left in the ether of what's called Facebook and Flickr. So now we need to pick another weekly photo challenge.
Oh, yeah, we do that weekly, don't we?
We do. And part of me almost wants to skip a week, maybe, just because, or we'll make this one, if we do the new show, it'll have to be a 2-week challenge. So maybe we should pick something difficult.
That's a good idea. Difficult's always good.
Yeah. Dave says monocolor. Greg says, I don't know. Yeah, well, monocolor is usually one color, right? Mono. Greg says decisive moment. Monocolor would be something like a black and white, but maybe in color. Bill says ghost hunting.
You could do that here in Ohio.
Yeah. Is that an Ohio thing?
Well, no, not specifically, but there's actually out a little ways past where our good buddy Matt DeVore lives, there's a place called the Mansfield Reformatory. And it's, it's shut down, but it's open to the public and they do like tours and stuff there, but they also have a thing where you could spend the night there.
Uh-huh.
So basically from whatever time at night, I don't know what time, like 7 or 8 o'clock till a certain time in the morning, they like lock you in there basically, and you're free to roam around the place and kind of go wherever you want. But it is a creepy, super creepy old mental institution.
Oh,
and people swear it's haunted.
Did you ever hear of the Winchester Mystery House?
No.
Okay. So the widow of Mr. Winchester, who developed the Winchester rifle, she, after her husband died, she had tons and tons of money from the sales of all those rifles and decided to build a house in San Jose, California. But she was superstitious. She believed that the ghosts of the people who were killed by the Winchester rifle would haunt her. And so she built her house, but as long as the house was under construction, no ghosts would ever come to visit. So through the rest of her life, she had contractors constantly building onto the house until she died. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So there are staircases that go to blank walls. There are, you know, rooms that are really, you know, different than other rooms. She would hire and fire different contractors all the time, so there was no continuity with how the house was built. So now they give tours, and one of the things around Halloween is they do candlelight tours, and they talk about, you know, all the different things that that were purported to haunt Mrs. Winchester and do that type of thing. I think that would be a lot of fun. I haven't done that, but all right.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. So as much as I'd like to do ghost, you know, stories or whatever for the weekly photo challenge, I think we need to choose something. And I'm thinking we should do a difficult one, one that we've done before, but give it a couple weeks and do automotive again.
Automotive. Okay.
So that'll give people a chance to, you know, find something.
Automotive or transportation?
Oh, you know what? Let's do transportation. So that'll include cars, planes, bicycles, trains, horses,
kayaks, ferry boats,
jeeps.
no jeeps.
My work truck. Yeah. All right. So it'll be transportation. All right. Oh, cool. That's funny. All right. Is there anything else that you want to bring up?
No.
No? All right. So, well, let's do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Yeah. All right. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All right. You can check me out on Instagram. I am Flickr and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes, links to Flickr and Facebook, and a host of other things by going to tinyshutter.com. If you haven't already joined Flickr or Facebook, do. Join in on these weekly photo challenges. You'll see things that are brought up throughout the week, whether it's different apps or news items. Not only that, but beautiful images that are submitted every day. We have people that are posting not just the weekly photo challenge stuff, but they're posting their favorite images that they took. And it is very inspiring to see, and a lot of times I leave very jealous. But join the Facebook group and the Flickr group. Right now, I think we have somewhere around 400 people that have joined the Facebook group, and more are joining every day. So you know, we're building quite a community of like-minded people who enjoy taking pictures, editing, but you know, doing it with our smartphones, whether it's an iPhone or an Android. So if you haven't already, please join. Also, if you haven't left a review with iTunes, please do that. We would very much appreciate having a 5-star review, a good comment. That'll help us to reach people who don't know about our show yet. It'll push us up in the rankings of iTunes and kind of put us in the gazing eye of people who love to take photos. So please leave us a 5-star review. We'd very much appreciate that. All right, Matt, I think we have ourselves a show. Good show.
All right. Sounds good, Joe.
Yeah. So why don't you say goodnight to everybody and have a good trip.
All right. Thanks, Joe. And see you later, everybody.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Wazowski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, flaming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.